It's amazing the amount of money that's floating around on Tinterweb now for sort of social media and music and streaming and stuff like that. You know, sort of 15 years ago, if someone had said to you, "Hey, right, I've got this idea for a website. What you do is in 140 characters or less, you just write about what you're doing. And then you can choose to view and watch and follow other people. And if they like what you write, they can retweet it. We call it Twitter. 140 characters. Can't see that one catching on. How much is that worth now? And isn't the head chappy behind Amazon like the richest person in the world now? It's worth an absolute gazillion fortune. And here's the thing. Twice now, in as many weeks, I've had something arrive in one of those wonderful cardboard boxy thingies from Amazon that I didn't order. Now, my account is fine. It's not a problem with that. It's them mislabeling something. So I am now the proud owner of a pair of exercise-style Bluetooth earphones off of Jim, and a forehead and ear thermometer off of Babies. Both products costing around 20 quid. However, when I go into the control panel on the Amazon thing to try and find a way of returning an item I didn't order, it's impossible. You can return something you did order, but trying to find the option for returning something you didn't order, to scroll right to the bottom of a very long page, and in size 8 font, there's the contact link. So you click that, you write a little email. Anyway, bless them. 10 minutes later, you get an automated message. "Thank you for telling us about an item that arrived that you didn't order. It appears it was mislabeled. Here's the best bit. Please keep the item, sell it, or dispose of it responsibly." And as I said, the guy who runs that business is now the richest person in the world. That's some great business model. Phoenix FM.